Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us on BBSRadio.com. Thanks to the Newsom family, Don Newsom and Seth in Engineering. We bring you live Inside Hour every Tuesday night. It is 9 o'clock on the West Coast, and I guess it's Wednesday morning on the East Coast. And in Hawaii, it's about 7 o'clock. So welcome, folks from Hawaii, listening to the Inside Hour. Every week we go into health science, U.S. government, cover-up investigations, globalization, and the manipulations of the population. We go into the bad news, but also we go into the great news. And there is so much great news, and that's what I want to spend this hour, this Inside Hour, dealing with all of the information that's been coming across my desk. In fact, we're going to call this show On My Desk, the things that are on my desk, Dr. Len Horowitz's desk this week, include the following. The live H2O concert, the concert for the living waters. We're preparing for that, and we'll learn and share the latest updates on the website, www.liveh2o.org, for your perusal. The Love Code Seminar, lots of seminars are lining up now. There's a lot of folks that are very, very interested. Of course, they should be in all the great revelations and the literally salvation message and the spiritual renaissance blessings that we've been receiving by our grace and glory of our great creator. That I want to talk about the Love Code seminars that are coming to an area near you very likely that are just scheduling in the updated schedule. So for those events and for you folks who would like to join us, you can go online to www.lovecodeseminar.com. And I want to also share, for those listeners who have not really heard the depths of the revelations and the blessings we've gotten in the decryption of the Leonardo da Vinci's most famous drawing, the Vitruvian Woman, I want you to go to lovetherealdavincicode.com. Lovetherealdavincicode.com. And we have had, up until very recently, that book on the Internet for about a year and a half now for a free download. If you missed that, well, you missed it. It's off the Internet now, but on that website is a link to newsletters and articles that bring you the essence of what is in the highly recommended book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. And we're going to talk a little bit about that if we can get our time together for tonight. OxySilver.com, for those of you who listen to Coast Radio with George Norrie, a couple of weeks ago, I was on, had the privilege of being on with good old friend George, and we had a wonderful program. And I happened to mention during that program, OxySilver.com. It was a new website based on a new product that is revolutionizing self-care, nutritional immune boosting, the right way, using the power and glory of the water, the holy waters. We're going to talk more about that tonight, as well as silver, one of the most electrically conductive elements in the periodic table. So you combine silver and oxygen in a new type of bond using some very wonderful advanced technology. We now are able to create a new molecule that has the power to blow out microbes, literally blows out bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, and adds some wonderful things to the system, alkalinizes the body, helps to oxygenate the body, and we're seeing miracles. And we've actually started to get some wonderful testimonials from a lot of people. I want to share a little bit about OxySilver tonight, and I want to direct you to OxySilver.com. That's on my desk. We've been making some increasing improvements to that website, including the addition of some research publications for OxySilver. Of course, I want to talk about healing celebrations because there isn't a day that goes by that my desk doesn't receive about four or five requests for information about our poor family and friends who are suffering and dying from a host of diseases, man-made plagues, everything from cancers to these new autoimmune diseases that have been vaccination-induced. And, of course, over the last several weeks, the vaccine issue has received a tremendous amount of attention. Larry King Live has been interviewing a number of guests, having shows over the last several weeks with regard to the new cases reported of a genetic link to autistic spectrum disorder, which I kind of like say is a distraction and a deception, despite the fact that there may be some hereditarily or genetically developed traits whereby if you add mercury from the thimerosal ingredient, stabilizing certainly all of the older vaccines and many of the, even the newer ones, particularly the ones that are being that have been stockpiled and still administered as well as shipped overseas, and that mercury we know is one of the most toxic substances on the planet. Well, you know, you add mercury and neurological toxicity to genetic predisposition and you've got a hideously traumatic situation for family health, maternal and child health, and ultimately the illness known as autistic spectrum disorder skyrocketing in our nation's youth. So I would like to direct your attention to the healing celebrations, detoxification strategies. From heavy metal toxicity, we need to detox. And there's a number of things in the healing celebrations protocol that we recommend people do. That's in the book, Healing Celebrations, that is subtitled Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine and Modern Science, that is summarized on the website, www.healingcelebrations.com. So I want to also direct your attention to our major co-sponsor for the Insight Hour, Healthy World Store, any of the books, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products that I discuss on this program typically are provided by distribution through healthyworldstore.com. So your support is highly encouraged, and I'm very thankful to all of you who have been supporting us by the purchasing of all the products on Healthy World Store. Well, let me start at the top. The most exciting project on my desk has been for the last several months a website concept that this week we've actually really added, I would say, just about the finishing touches to. It's www.liveh2o.org. That's organization. This is a nonprofit enterprise. Actually, it's not an enterprise at all. It's a venture that is a volunteer and a loving gesture by which we are fulfilling the prophecies of all the ancients and the greats, all the main prophets that have blessed the face of this planet, said that the time will come, the end times, that we must prepare for and sing at this time, gather at least 144,000 voices, humble servants of the Creator, who shall sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously deliver this entire planet back to the great graces of our Creator. So typically on the Insight Hour, I give it up to the Creator in the prayer in the beginning of the show, so I'll just do it now quickly. Heavenly Creator, we thank you for the glorious blessings that you're constantly providing, including the opportunity to serve humanity greatly through the music that shall set us free. I know and we know because of your guidance that the truth shall set us free, that the greatest secreted truths have the capacity to emancipate us completely, and that through that complete emancipation we come into divine human communion with your greatness and your glory, and that we are inspired, our Holy Spirit-filled temples are uplifted and supported and prospered and sustained in total health by your flow of love. And that love signal, we praise you for creating the revelation that it is the 528 hertz frequency of sound of your voice. So to bring heaven to earth, we praise you for the guidance and the technology to set us free. We praise you for the glorious blessings of the divine revelations that are the perfect circle of sound, the core creative frequencies that you have appointed us to sing and play in a great grand celebration of your glory that's prophesied in the book of Revelation in Revelation 14, 1 through 6, where you cite that there will be 144,000 humble servants representing all the tribes of all the people, all the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that hold you deeply, dearly in our hearts, and that the resonance frequency outflow from this song, this vocal chorus, this unified frequency vibration of love, will bring our planet into a higher state of consciousness, into a you state of consciousness, Heavenly Creator, where we will have you in our foreheads, in our pineal glands, in our central electromagnetic spiritual processing stations, whereby we will know the truth and it shall set us free. We will be totally guided and uplifted, and that egocentric, fear-based mind that's engaged in greed and judgment is shut down and our hearts are opened. And from that moment on, we shall live, as prophesied, in 1,000 years of world peace in the Messianic Age. So, praise you, Heavenly Creator, in Yeshua's blessed name. I praise you, and in your name I trust. On name. So that's the prayer for tonight, folks. And I want to engage this concept with you for a moment of creating a world homeopathic of love, a love potion that fills all of our rivers and streams and lakes and grand oceans. And because you are ocean water, approximately 86% of your body makeup is when in the well-hydrated, healthy state, that is about 86%, water, the living waters, the ocean water is within you. And in the beginning, there was the Creator, the water, before the Word. So if you think that the word, frequency, sound, vibration, instruction in the Bible is important, and indeed it is, the water came before that word, before that importance. That should give you some indication that my argument, particularly for those who are engaged in doctrines and dogmas, don't care whether you're a Jew, a Christian, or a Muslim, if you hold a doctrine and dogma that water is anything less than sacred and divine, you're misguided. Reread Genesis carefully. Look at the fact that in the beginning there was the Creator, the water, and then the Word was spoken into the water out of which everything else came. Creator divided the waters from the waters, says the book of Genesis. Have you ever tried, folks, dividing water from water? Pretty silly, isn't it? In the physical realm. But dealing in the realm of physics and molecular chemistry, you've entered into a quantum field of energy, of movement, of atomic and subatomic particles, of electrons that flow with electromagnetism and energy and frequency vibration. It's part particle and part wave, both at the same time. In of itself, it is an amazing miracle. So this is the miracle fluid, the juice that Yeshua, Jesus, his real name was Yeshua, that he actually went to John the Baptist for his spiritual blessing. Because John was all about the water. To John, that's where the creative juice, the dynamic, divine, loving flow of energy came. And isn't it the case that you come home after a long, hard day of work and you burnt out and you lie down in this bathtub full of this blessed creative juice that's warm and nurturing and loving, and the first thing that you say is, the breath of life, the Creator's name, comes forth from your lips. Great acknowledgement to the fact that you're literally swimming in part of the triune God. That's right, you heard me right. The triune God. Before there was the Trinity, of course Christians will argue that Yeshua was present at the beginning because he is the Son of the Creator. Well, that's an academic argument, but I'm telling you, you look very carefully and you will see that before there was Yeshua in the physical, there was the water. in the electromagnetic spiritual. And so the creator creates the creative juice. There's the creator, the water, and then the word. Before there was the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's simply a matter of historic fact. And so the reality is, you look at the importance of water, and then you got to think twice about flushing it down the toilet with your waste, thinking less than it being part of this universal solvent. You should know that do, re, mi, fa, sol, that sol note, that fifth note of the original musical scale, it was ut, re, mi, fa, sol. Sol stands for solve pollute, solve the pollution, and water is the universal solvent. All of the pollution is but simply a easily remedied problem with the creator and the creative juice. So this is the concept. The concept is that Revelation 14, 1 through 6 needs to be fulfilled. And we've got to sing a new song. And what's that new song got to contain? A new key, a new tone, a new song with new notes, with new sounds, with new frequencies. And so we've been blessed from the 1999 publication of Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse that opened this whole area up with the revelation from the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83, where we defined the specific six frequencies of the original solfeggio musical scale. And this week we have had some wonderful research come to us. We're going to be posting that new research up on the internet shortly. Has to do intimately with additional confirmation that these tones are so sacred, so special, they are the core creative frequencies of the entire universe. Everything comes out of these tones. It is a musical mathematical matrix, this perfect circle of sound is, and you, along with the rest of this magnificent natural universe, is a precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of these frequency vibrations. That's exactly who you are. You are a digital. That's not mathematical. That's numbers. Digital. Bio-holographic. That's biology and holography. You know what a holograph is. A hologram. They're used now. You can see them projected on your Visa and MasterCard cards. Those little images that appear to be 3D have depth. You can see through them. It's a hologram. So you are a kind of like a fractal universe it is, and you are a digital, bio-holographic, precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation in this hyper-hydrosonic medium in which these vibrations are placed. You come out of the water. Despite the fact that you may be living in Tucson, Arizona, or somewhere in the Southwest desert, the fact is that your environment is still hydrated. There's still water in it. Scientists from NASA determined that in the year 2000, they determined that all of space is no longer perceived as a vacuum. They've filmed gaseous water and crystalline water, ice water in deep space. So now we know the entire universe is filled with this creative juice. Of course, that's exactly what the Bible tells us. We now have science to prove it. And the fact is that you're literally at this moment manifesting out of it. Manifesting out of the waters. So these waters inside of you and outside of you are holy to the max. And so we need to look at singing praise and glory to our Creator through the superconductor, water. Water is a superconductor of sound. That's how come whales and dolphins in Hawaii can sing and the whales can be heard in South Africa, all through the waters of the world. How miraculous is that? So if you go online to www.live, L-I-V-E, H-2-O, don't put in a zero, it's an O, oxygen and hydrogen. And H2O.org, organization, liveh2o.org, you will read articles that relate to this concept that I believe humanity's only hope is to fulfill Bible revelation, to fulfill this concert. This experiment is scheduled for June 19th through the 21st, 2009. That gives you about a year and 3 months to prepare. That's a wonderful, wonderful time period. We need your help. We need a lot of help. And new this week on that website, liveh2o.org, is your invitation, particularly if you're a musician, if you're a vocalist, if you're engaged in music whatsoever, and if you're engaged in concert administration and production and promotion. We need your help to help us create the most astonishing, most impactful event in world history. Because you see, when we now know that 528 hertz frequency is the sound of love, and through our technology, like the online temple that we put up this week, thanks to Jonathan Goldman, the master toning expert who delivered to us the most powerful healing CD on the planet based on the revelations in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and subsequently Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, where we learned that those nine tones that represent the core creative frequencies is really the circle that Leonardo da Vinci's most famous drawing, The Vitruvian Man, is standing in, that we realize that that is simply the music of our glorious Creator. Would you expect anything less than miracles upon listening to our Creator's music? Of course not. That's why we have testimonial after testimonies coming in. We've stopped posting them. In fact, if you go to the healthyworldstore.com website, go into the CD section, look at the offering called Holy Harmony CD, which, by the way, became number one on Amazon.com's New Age title list after the show on Coast to Coast, where we actually had a couple listeners call in and say how wonderful and how many wonderful things happened to them after they listened to Holy Harmony CD. Well, it became number one bestseller even on Amazon.com. So you better believe, folks, we're making a big difference on this planet by the grace of our Creator and the glorious guidance that we're receiving. The steps of the righteous are ordered, so we try to stay right standing in that glory, in that guidance, in that blessing, in that protection, and we can walk through this valley of the shadow of death where 10,000 are dying at our left and 1,000 are dying at our right, and so what? Yeah, it's a tragedy, but it's also judgment day. For those who have no ears, for all the people, including family members that you tried to reach out to with love, with concern, earnest concern for their own well-being, for their own health, for their own happiness. You tried, and they had no ears to hear you. It's not your fault, nor should it be anything but a passing concern in the eternity of love that we all face upon death. Birth and death are two things, two passages that every one of us must go through. We celebrate birth. Some civilization cultures celebrate death. Maybe we Anglo-Americans and Americans in general might consider the wisdom of celebrating the divine reunion that we experience when we pass on. So the concept that we're more than physical beings, that what's taking place on this planet is more than a physical battleground and wars, it is a spiritual battle that is raging, and that really the revelations and divine direction come from that domain. So that's really the concept here, where we begin to realize that through the creative juice. We're powerful co-creators if we understand and grasp what the Creator is telling us. And indeed, another prophecy which has come true is that in the end times, all of the greatest truths will be told and known. So if you had ears to hear and eyes to see the documentation that proves all of the things that we've been talking about on the Inside Hour and writing about for years through Tetrahedron Publishing Group, that website is tetrahedron.org, you would likewise be celebrating. This is an awesome time to be alive. And so the concept of having the celebration for the living waters, and that there are nine venues. In fact, Uganda is already committed and confirmed. On the origin of the Nile River, there will be one of the nine venues. And on the big island of Hawaii, we will have another one of those venues. We have folks in Toronto I'll be meeting with next week that are working on the Toronto venue at the site of the Nikola Tesla energy electricity experimentation, the Great Niagara Falls State Park on the Canadian side. This will be a wonderful venue, and well, again, we'll be meeting with folks. There's folks in L.A., Don Nikoloff, who is going to be following this program, is working on a venue in Southern California. We have people in Seattle working on another one, perhaps Seattle, if that comes online as being a venue, that would be a great blessing. Likewise, we're open for Asia, Asian nations. We have some offers also from Vienna, Austria. And so there's many, many people that are now writing in. The great news is that we have, because of Jonathan Goldman, placed online at that website, live h2o.org, the online temple. Now, get this, folks. This requires, this prophecy, the fulfillment, requires us to sing a new song. Having 144,000 voices simultaneously is what's required. Now, there would be a time where you would think, well, we have to have the mainstream media for that. We might have to have a huge coliseum for that, and that might be a lot of money, and unless we have a huge benefactor. And if you're listening and you have a lot of money and you want to do something great with your life instead of simply just normal or average, and you want to go down in history as having done and contributed one of the most greatest blessings in the history of this planet, then you might want to consider donating about $2.5 million to the directors of Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Waters. That's all that we're looking for. That's not a lot of money when you consider the fact that what we're really doing here is resonating the frequencies of energy to shut the human mind that's engaged in egoic folly, let's say. Egoic fear-based folly and deception. Fear, false evidence appearing real, is what we engage in when we lose faith and trust in the boss. The Godfather, the entity that's created the blood covenants and all the other covenants that are required for proper life, for communing with not only divinity, but also natural harmony. Nature, the great blessings of nature, to be in step with, in tune with, in harmony with, in resonance, frequency with, everything from the trees to the bees. To be sensitive, to be smart, wise, compassionate stewards of all of this beautiful natural wonder that the Creator has given us. That's right. And the Bible talks about how we've been given this, the stewardship of this magnificent earthly domain. And what have we done with it? Well, it's Judgment Day, as I mentioned. So the concept of turning it all around, it's got to happen through a frequency vibration. If the Creator creates through the spoken word and gives us lips as having been created in His image, we must use our lips and our voices, our song, a new song, to dramatically change everything that is not of the Creator. these ongoing wars, these physical diseases, are not of the Creator. They are man-made. They are reflective of sin. That is being off the mark. We're not in the flow. We are in deception, illusion, delusion. And that's what's creating dis-ease. And so this is the concept of a concert that through 9 venues internationally and an online temple that can host 144,000 voices online in cyberspace, combine those voices, transmit and broadcast those voices through the sound systems of 9 venues internationally next to huge bodies of water that will create the energy resonance frequency going into the water. And it's not just your normal A440 dumbing down, spiritually depressing music that we have been accustomed to by our culture. It is the Creator's music. Ut re mi fa sol la. Read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. You'll see the whole thing is about, all the revelation is about, the entire book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83, has encoded everything that's required to know everything about what I'm talking about, the concert for the living waters. And that those tones, by definition in Webster's Dictionary, speak to this tremendous spiritual renaissance, this acceleration of what's already happening in your heart, as more of you have been increasingly having blessings and miracles happen for you, and prayers manifesting more easily, more readily, more quickly. You realize that once we sing this song, can you imagine with all of the waters of the planet resonating with this harmony of divinity, what shall happen to those of us who have ears to hear and hearts open up enough to receive and resonate with that divine, most powerful anointing? Wow. That's what is going to happen. So, 2.5 million. We're looking for just one millionaire, multimillionaire. You want to do something really good? You're not going to take your money with you. You're not going to take your physical possessions with you. You're going to die like everybody else. And you want to leave to history having made a major contribution. Then we're looking for $2.5 million. And I'll give you the name of Wolfgang up in Toronto, who has the connections to all the people that can make it happen for that amount of money. That's what I came up with. That I didn't come up with that number. Wolfgang gave that to me. Wolfgang is one of our major sponsors and supporters of the Live H2O organization, and he has been engaged heavily with some of the world's premier celebrity performers. And he tells me that that's about what we need. That's about what they need for Live 8 or Live AIDS. They had these previous huge concerts, and they had to have a operating budget, and that's what they needed. So anyway, I want you to know that this week we put up the temple. Jonathan Goldman's made the temple. So that means we've got everything. We really don't need anything else. We're looking for $2.5 million as simply icing on the cake. You want to be blessed? Put your money where the blessing is, where your mouth is. Contribute to humanity's physical salvation and spiritual evolution in the best and biggest, most powerful way possible. So check it out online, www.liveh2o.org. I want to tell you that we've got some upcoming events. I want to invite you to the Love Code Musical Healing Celebration, where we're going to share with you, and particularly important for musicians to attend this, for retuning your instruments, for people who are engaged in healing, and you want to know the most profoundly impactful healing modalities. Of course, it's the core creative frequencies. If you are, as I say, a musical mathematical manifestation of divine frequency vibration, you want to tune into those frequencies. You want to reconnect to your source, because essentially it's just like a radio signal. When you tune to a radio station and you've got a good clear signal, you're happy. You start to go away from that radio signal and your dial is off the frequency vibration just a little bit, you get static. It becomes annoying. If you continue to listen to it, it becomes diseasing. And so ultimately what you want to do is get back into the flow. You want to tune back into the channel by which your divine sustenance comes, and that's what we're talking about here. There's only 9 notes. So every single one of your energy chakras, every single one of your acupuncture meridians, every DNA in every cell of your body is all vibrating primarily to 9 notes and their harmonics, and that's it. How simple it really is. The entire universe is based on 9 notes. So we're going to go into this, and we're going to share with you the development evolution of these revelations in Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebrations. We just booked Los Angeles area. We're going to be in Huntington Beach in Los Angeles area, Sunday, April 1st. Do not forget, put down on your calendar that you definitely want to be with us for the celebration in Portland, Oregon, on May the 24th. Go online to www.lovecodeseminar.com and register now. The full day and evening included, with a concert by Scott Huckabee, who's playing in the 528 frequency of love. The concert on the night of the 24th of May in the Portland area is going to be Live Love in 528. That's one of Scott Huckabee's 6 albums. You can go online to hear a little taste of it, a sample of it, at perfectcircleofsound.com, perfectcircleofsound.com, or tetrahedronrecords.com. And also, I want to tell you that we've now confirmed, folks listening from Canada on the East Coast, Toronto has just come in. You will not only see me this, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend. The weekend of the 16th, I'm sorry, let me give you that again. The weekend of the 18th, 19th, and 20th of April, I will be at the Consumer Health of Canada's wonderful event. It's the best natural healthcare and holistic conference in North America annually. It is the Total Health Expo 2008. This year, go online to our schedule through drlenhorowitz.com. That's my personal website. Official website is www.drlenhorowitz.com. drlenhorowitz.com. Check on the speaking schedule there, and you'll get to all of these dates, including the Toronto Canadian Consumer Health Organization of Canada, their event, 18th, 19th, and 20th. And I will be there on Friday night, the 18th. We're going to be showing the premiere of Canada, Canadian premiere of In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. And if you haven't seen that or gotten your copies yet, definitely call this number, toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Order your copies, your spindles. That's what we've been shipping mostly, is the spindles. People are ordering 50 and 100 at a time at a great discount. And at that rate, you can, you know, a couple bucks a pop, you give them out as gifts because they're life-saving. They're absolutely consciousness-raising. And a massive awakening is what's required for us to save some lives. There's still people to be saved. There's still lives to be saved. There's still consciousness to raise. And the In Lies We Trust is an expose of the dark side that people need to grasp in order to get to the light. You cannot, if you are a light worker, if you are a person who adores spirituality and divine service like I do, you cannot grasp the greatest love and light without going through the depths of the darkness. That's simply a spiritual reality. That's why, for those of you who have been engaged in spiritual warfare and moving through it in order to get to the brighter side of life, that's why you've had to go through the trials and tribulations. It's simply a test. It's a honing. It's a firing of who you are, to perfect who you are in a spiritual sense, to open and strengthen your heart, to be in divine communion, communication, community with the Holy Spirit-filled family. That's what this is about. That's who wins in the end. The meek shall inherit the earth, not the wealthy and warmongering powerful. It is the meek, the loving. So this is the chance you're going to get. You're going to hear me speak not only on the 18th, 19th, and 20th in Toronto, but the good news is that we've scheduled the Love Code Musical Healing Celebration for Toronto on Saturday, the 17th of May. Mark it down on your schedule if you're up in the Toronto area. I'm also going to be great, great friends. There's a fabulous organization that I would highly encourage your membership in. It is called Conscious Planet, and they are hosting me. I'm privileged to work with Charles Holmes, who's the president, director, and founder of Conscious Planet. They are out of the western part of Canada, so I'll be speaking in Victoria the 5th, Monday the 5th of May, Vancouver on the 6th of May, and in Kelowna on the 7th of May in the Okanagan. Canadian Okanagan is beautiful. And so Victoria, of course, is magnificent. Vancouver is the most beautiful city, I think, on the West Coast, certainly one of them. And that's where I'll be speaking the 5th, 6th, and 7th of May. Go online and get your tickets and register. Call the folks who are engaged in that. Avena Originals, it's going to be a Canadian month of May for me. I'm going to be with Avena Originals on the following weekend. There is their national conference, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of May. You can see me up in near Edmonton in Calgary. So check that out on the internet. That'll be a great venue if you come from that area of the world. And then I want to also share with you that in June, we've got a couple events forming right now, but one that's solidified. If you're in Florida or in the South East, you want to be in Atlanta, you want to come to the Love Code Musical Healing Celebration just outside of Orlando, Florida. It's about a six-hour drive from Atlanta, I understand, and well worth it. If you're anywhere in the Southeast, come to the Love Code Musical Healing Celebration. Now, go online to drlenhorowitz.com. Go to my schedule, and you'll see all these events listed there along with contact numbers. The Love Code Musical Healing Celebration is vitally important. It is based on the revelations in the book. If you haven't read it, read it. Love the real Da Vinci Code. Love is the real Da Vinci Code. The whole thing about the Da Vinci Code is that, again, that Vitruvian man drawing that Da Vinci left behind because of his mentors, Aristotle, Plato, Pythagoras, Vitruvius, the people that he learned from. They taught him that the most powerful, wonderful thing to study in one's life is what's called the monochord. It's a circular instrument, a circular stringed, single-stringed instrument with a movable bridge. And when you move that bridge and you pluck those strings, when you had it in the right position, you hit one of nine notes. And those nine notes were those nine core creator frequencies of the resonance of the universe. So again, for those of you who seek, not everybody seeks divine human communion. Not everybody wants to know God. Not everybody wants to do what God wants us to do. Not everybody is a faithful, humble servant of the Creator to bless humanity in that way. Not every one of us does that. But for those of you who do, you really want to digest this information, assimilate it, bring it into your beings, test it, use your levels of discernment, discrimination, which is what's recommended for you in the Bible. Don't believe in what I say. experience your divine human connection within your own heart. Test it. You know, many of us have what the Levitical priests used to have. They used to have divining powers. The Creator pulled away from, it says the Bible, the Creator pulled the divining power away from the egocentric priests. He said, you want to use this for not my will? He said, you're not going to use my discerning technology. So that is divining. A lot of people who have been divining on these numbers, these frequencies of divinity, have indeed additionally confirmed what we now know from science, from mathematics, from physics, that these are the core frequencies of the original monochord. They are the core frequencies of the musical mathematical matrix. That's what's called in the physics realm. It's a matrix. The word matrix is in the Bible several times. Read the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, or get the sister DVD called the Love Code DVD documentary. Highly educational. Again, you can get that online through healthyworldstore.com. And what you'll learn therein is that this thing in the religious world that we call the Kingdom of Heaven, which Yeshua said was near, he did not mean temporally far off in time. He meant it is right here. It is right here, right now. You are living it. You are being it. You are precipitating, crystallizing, miraculously manifesting as a divine frequency vibration within it, because of it. The Kingdom of Heaven, like the throne of the Creator, from the spoken word, the sound emanating from the master conductor, the master composer of the universal orchestra, is singing love songs, and you manifest out of it right here, right now. That's what their nine tones that Leonardo da Vinci used to play. Now, if you wonder how he got his miraculous creative genius, now you know. If you've wondered how he became a master virtual prophet, because he prophesied 500 years in advance the technologies that would be used for everything from flying to riding like a bicycle, you know, that's now you understand. He was connected to the universal mind. There's only one creator. There's one source. And we each have the opportunity to make the choice to commune, to connect, to reconnect, to tune into that right channel and receive that channel and channel that divinity to bless humanity, not curse humanity, not poison humanity, to purify, to uplift, to rejuvenate. That is the joy in the revelations in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. So that's what the seminar, Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration is about. You are the music, and it's about celebrating yourself and your connection to the Most High. So we invite you to those venues. If you have a group or an organization in your community that would like to host a Love Code Musical Healing Celebration, please give us a call. I hear some music right now. Who's that? Is that Don Nikoloff? Who is that? Who's playing this record? Don Newsom, is that you in engineering? Oh, boy. Little technical difficulties from the studio. That's something else. That was Seth in engineering playing some music. He says, the only person that could hear it was me. Anyway, so if you're listening out there and you think, what kind of music is Dr. Horowitz hearing that nobody else is hearing? Now you understand. I pray that Reverend Roxy Hampton is listening from Asia tonight. If you haven't heard me do my programs with Reverend Roxy, she's a wonderful lady. We're filling in for her for one more week on her program on BBS Radio called Mission Possible. It's on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific time as well. And she would have gotten a kick out of that one. talking about music. All of a sudden, music comes out of nowhere that nobody can hear but Horowitz. How about that? So beyond that, what's on my desk is this incredible product. I urge you to go to oxysilver.com. You know, our Creator is so magnificent, He would never leave His people susceptible to any infectious disease or any ailment without protection. And in these end times when we all these hideous man-made plagues are being loosed, everything from the avian flu to the AIDS crisis and virus, the greatest discovery in nutritional science and in health protection and natural boosting of immunity that is making vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete is OxySilver. OxySilver.com is the website that you should check out at your earliest convenience and order your bottle of OxySilver. It's an 8-ounce bottle. It's currently on sale, the special introductory offer of less than $40 for a month's supply. Folks, I can tell you, this is being sold and suppressed by the pharmaceutical industrialists for $800 for an 8-ounce bottle. They're getting $100 an ounce, and people are paying for it. So it's a great bargain if you're an average layperson or consumer who has a desire to maintain your health, then check out www.oxysilver.com. The way this works is miraculous. Of course, you would expect that, again, from a Creator's creative energies, in particular His elements, water. H2O combined in a most new and unique way with silver, the most electrically conductive element in the periodic table. Silver, you've heard of colloidal silver. This is far beyond the technology of colloidal silver. This, by the way, there's only one good other product out there. It's called the Sovereign Silver, and it's an excellent product. It runs about the same price, but I can tell you one thing. It doesn't have all the blessings in it that the OxySilver has. It doesn't have the electromagnetic frequencies. It doesn't have the resonance impact of the sacred geometry and the blessing of the 528 hertz frequency of sound that we have put into this magnificent formula. So OxySilver is a step above Solvent Silver, in my opinion. But still, that's an excellent product because it's a silver hydrosol. It's what's called an oligodynamic silver hydrosol. And this product is revolutionary. So go to OxySilver.com. Highly recommend that you do that at your earliest convenience. Children, elderly, everyone should be taking this particular product to maintain their freedom from infectious diseases and to boost their natural immunity to do so. The book, HealingCelebrations.com. If you have not, also on my desk, I haven't even gotten a chance to read some of the letters that I've gotten, some from folks recently. I wanted to read a couple of these tonight, but we're going to run out of time. A lot of these folks out there are concerned about friends and family and even themselves who are sick and ailing and dying and been pronounced terminally ill. And what do I recommend? I recommend the 5 steps in the HealingCelebrations.com and in the Healing Celebrations book. Those are detoxification, deacidification, boosting natural immunity holistically and completely, naturally, oxygenation and bioenergetics. Those are the 5 steps that you should really begin to do a study, because if you pray, you know, if life is precious to you and your health is a high value for you, you really need to learn those 5 simple steps for miraculous recoveries and sustaining and even enhancing your well-being. So the website I can give you for that is healingcelebrations.com, www.healingcelebrations.com. And again, you can get the book Healing Celebrations from healthyworldstore.com. Go online to www.healthyworldstore.com. And here's the toll-free number in case you do not have a computer, which you would probably not be listening to the Inside Hour, but maybe you're listening on a friend's internet connection. And if you don't have one and you want to speak with a live body, call 888-508-4787. That's toll free, 888-508-4787. And as I said before the music came in that only I could hear, and we had that break, well, you know, if you have a group or organization in your community that wants to be blessed and bless people in your community with the Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration, call that toll-free number also, 888-508-4787, or simply put in a message through to me, yours truly, Dr. Len Horowitz, through tetratetrahedron.org or one of the info at healthyworldstore.com. You'll get a message to me and simply a request for checking my schedule to see if my schedule and your schedule match. We can get together and produce a wonderful blessing for your community. I guess we've come to the end of the Inside Hour. I don't want to delay because coming up is Don Nikoloff, who is a great, great humanitarian, American hero, highly articulate, very well studied, in fact, on the subject of musical mathematics and creating a spiritual flow. I can highly recommend that you stay tuned on bbsradio.com to Don Nikoloff's fabulous program. Look forward to speaking with you next week. It's the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Be blessed.